Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Really? Are we really?
I think so.
Now they moved Sanford and Sons, we are.
When's the last time you were actually awake at 2 a.m.?
Last night.
I was going to say that.
You know what it was?
Look at me. He's hungover as hell.
I can't imagine what it was. What was it?
It was the midnight quesadilla. Yeah, it was several hours of...
He's wearing the same clothes that he went to work in yesterday. Reflux. What do you think?
Several hours of acid reflux later, I'm still here.
Yeah, okay. Well, our SIP segments are all about... I'm jumping ahead. So this is Madman Bob. And joining me is good old boy Justin.
Good morning. Such a pleasure.
Always so
here.
Wordy. It's... Good morning. And then there's that pregnant pause. Okay. Yeah. And Made Man Maury.
Good morning, Bob. Excited to be here. Still got some grape skin stuck between my toes, but I'm excited.
If you'd bathe once in a while, it wouldn't happen. And good old boy Harmy.
Good morning.
I'm waiting to see if he does the pie. He's doing the exact same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Justin impression. Well done.
Thanks for having me.
Was that Guy Smiley, the game show host from Sesame Street?
That was Guy Smiley.
That was him. Yeah, that's what you're doing. Hey, we'll gift you some Z-Brick wall covering and some fine fur from Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. All right. Well, our SIP segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else that you can drink. And here's some of the wines that we're going to be discussing today. This is a winery takeover show for Dow Vineyards, and we are doing the Dow Discovery Rosé. I believe it's the 21 vintage. We're doing Dow Chardonnay 21, the Dow Bodyguard Chardonnay 2020, the Dow Pessimist 2021, the Dow Bodyguard 2020, and the Dow Soul of a Lion 2019. So we're going to have, against my better judgment, we're going to have Justin do our SIPs ratings.
You know, I've come to the conclusion you don't actually have better judgment because you keep letting him do this.
I apologize in advance to the people in the audience, as well as the federal government and anyone else that's listening.
Hear me now and believe me later.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
I feel like in California.
Okay, I take full responsibility for this because I took this knucklehead with me to L.A. and we actually went down to Muscle Beach and all that, and I had to listen to this the whole time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
He heard me now and believe me later.
He might have had some gummies there, if you know what I mean.
Did you meet any Austrians on the beach?
I met some Martians on the beach. There were a lot of them.
Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips.
Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Wait. Four sips. Get to the chopper.
Definitely the governator.
If you interrupt my SIP ratings, you will be terminated. Four sips.
That's classified.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
Okay, hold on. Computer crashed. There you go.
Classified.
Yeah, that would have crashed any of the computers.
That reminds me of my chopper.
Five sips.
Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, why did you go to South Africa there? Yeah. You were doing perfectly fine, weird Austrian man.
You know, these accents are hard to do.
Yeah, there was a little sometimes bit of Afrikaans sideways there, wasn't there? Yeah. It wasn't just me. It's like, yeah, okay.
He was suddenly the villain from, what was that, Lethal Weapon?
Rocky and Bullwinkle. Yeah.
Diplomatic community.
Yeah. Remember those radios from the early 80s and you had to keep changing the frequency to keep it on? Yeah, my frequency button's not that great.
You built your own, did you?
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, of course I did. It was, like, much cheaper.
All right. So we're going to have Harm tell us a little bit about Dow Vineyards and about our first wine of the day.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
The Dow Family Estate is a family-owned and operated winery situated on a 212-acre hilltop estate in the Adelaide district of Paso Robles. Their geology is a favorable microclimate and high elevation. They were once described by renowned California winemaker Andrei Chelyshev as a jewel of ecological elements, which I have to agree. It's a beautiful winery. Dow's goal is to make the unique fine wines that honestly and accurately reflect the potential of the estate and to craft Bordeaux-style wines that combine old-world tradition with new-world techniques.
Reading is not his strongest point, I'm just saying.
I think I read it. I pronounced Chelyshev right.
Yeah, that's one
thing
he did.
Way too many consonants in that word there.
There's no vowels. Say,
yep.
Even a blind squirrel gets a nut now and then, Harm.
Yeah. Broken clocks, right twice a day. Yep.
Well, kids, our first wine is the Dow Discovery Rosé. This is a new package, looks like, from last year's. Beautiful bottle.
Very pretty.
Very pretty. Got those feminine lines. And it's 100% Grenache Noir. 14.1% ABV. The 2021 growing season was preceded by a dry winter with only one large storm system that provided considerable rainfall in February. A period of light rain in July also replenished the soil with much-needed moisture. And while the summer season was marked by periodic heat waves, the weather cooled down by mid-August and remained that way through harvest. The cooling trend allowed the fruit to enjoy exceptional hang time. So we've got some really ripe fruit here. The color is a pale salmon pink. And the nose, it is beautiful. It's just, now this wine's warmed up for the last hour that we've been sitting here tasting wine before the show. I'm getting a lot more of the fruit. At first, to me, it was all about peaches. And now I'm getting a lot more white flowers, little red flowers. Can't really identify the flowers. You know, I'm not. I mean, Justin could probably pull something. He's our floral guy.
Azaleas.
There you go. What's that? Was that rapper?
Oh, yeah. There is a rapper with very similar to azalea.
Anyway. Nectarine. A little bit of orange and rose petal coming out. And tiny hint of something tropical. It's the mouthfeel. When you take this on the palate, it's peaches, a little bit of mango. Earlier when it was colder, I was getting melon, but that's gone away. Now I'm getting more lemon and like more tropical fruit. Really great mouthfeel, kind of oily at the beginning that goes astringent on the finish. I get strawberry, cherries, and white pepper. That white pepper is definitely, that's Grenache Noir. Strawberry and white pepper is a hallmark of Grenache Noir from Europe. And it's just gotten more tropical here in California. I really enjoyed this. What about you, Maury?
You know, Harm, that's a tough act to follow because, honestly, I think you nailed it, which is shocking but true. It's a delightful wine. It's an all-day sipper. This is perfect for by the pool. It's refreshing.
In fact, I'm pouring myself some more.
It's light. It's refreshing. I'll take a splash, please. It's light. It's refreshing. It's got all the flavors that you talked about. It really raises the genre of rosé substantially, in my opinion. I think you're spot on with the description. I think if you see a bottle and you're going to spend the day by the pool or at the beach, pick it up. You won't regret it.
Yeah.
Justin?
Well, as you two sang, she wore lemon. Yeah. Very, very lemony.
Oh, what just happened?
What was that?
Somebody step on a cat? Oh my god.
I'm sure they're gonna Bono. Reach out and bring me on tour. So I'll be launched after this.
You thought it was a lemon bomb.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, really you're wrong. Did. Moving on.
Okay, I mean, Bob, what did you think?
when it was colder, it was more lemony.
It was citrusy and bright and acidic when it was colder. But as it's warmed up, it's beautiful.
See, I think the lemon is a base that all these other flavors are built on top of.
Well, to me, this is the type of rosé that I prefer, like drier rosé, so it's a little bit too fruity for me. But this is such a great balance. They actually did it because the different temperatures brought different flavors, and I think it did a good job.
It is a delight.
So other than lemon, you got anything, man?
You guys covered it all.
Wow, it's been nice having you. Thank you, sir.
Bob.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Lemon, 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 lemon. Yeah, there's some lemon in there, but I mean, there's so much more.
There's so much more.
And it has changed since it's warmed. But like we were talking about, every wine has a different temperature that it likes. There's no one temperature for this, you know, for white or red. And as this one, when we pulled it out, was chilled and it slowly warmed up. And we were discussing, me and Harm, the wine that you really like is the one that is good when it's cold. It's good when it's slightly chilled, and it's good when it's almost lukewarm. You know, it doesn't. It may change, yeah, it's still good at every temperature.
Right. As the temperature goes up, you're going to notice flaws more. There were no flaws. Yeah.
No. Nice. I mean, it's and I'm not a rosé guy, but this is absolutely delightful. I mean, it's got a beautiful nose on it. It's very, very floral. It's much more floral when it's chilled. The tropical natures come out more. You get more of that tropical fruit. I get more of the orange blossom. I get a little bit of pineapple. I get a little bit of mango as it warms up. And you're right about the melon. The melon kind of went away. When it was chilled, I got a lot more melon. I can still kind of get it, but now
I'm still getting good strawberry on the finish and white pepper.
I'm getting strawberry. I'm getting apricot. I'm getting like lemon custard, like out of a pastry. And I'm
don't
getting,
make him say lemon again.
And it's
like
got Barney. A nice, and here's the thing is it's a rosé and it's got an actually, it's pretty long finish. You know, it stays with you. So I think it's an extremely well done wine. Another, you know, another good one from the folks at Dow. You know, I think it's great. So we'll be back.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of the rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished discussing the Dow Discovery Rosé, a lovely little wine, and we're going to be rating that one a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
And if you get this table of hardcore red wine drinking maniacs to go for a rosé, you know, that's
I just want to say off good. The air we're discussing it, this is a big step up from last year's rosé that I used to sell.
Yeah, it's I mean this one's really lovely. If you see it for the price point too, grab it. Great deal. So let's have Maury tell us about our next one.
Thank you, Bob. The next wine is the Dow Chardonnay 2021. It is 100% Chardonnay grapes, aged 7 months in 30% new French oak, coming in at 14.5% ABV. It's a very nice, very pale yellow. On the nose, lots of juicy pineapple, some pears, lemon chiffon, warm toast. There's some notes of nutmeg and ginger, jasmine, honeysuckle, and a hint of oak and hazelnut. on the palate, there's lots of melon, peach, green apple, mango, guava, pineapple, kiwi. It's definitely got some tartness to it. Nice acidity. This is
the tropical Chardonnay, man.
Mm-hmm. It to me almost tastes like it could be has very light oak influence. To me, it's not quite a stainless steel fermented Chardonnay, but it's
you're the one who said 30% new French oak, dude.
Yeah, but it's light. It's relatively light. It's 30% new French oak, but the rest of it's neutral oak, etc., which we don't have exact details on, but it's a very nice wine. It's very refreshing. It's tropical. It's got a nice medium finish. I really liked it. What'd you think, Justin?
This was definitely like brunch with a nice frozen tropical drink by the pool in Nassau. You want this in the summer when it's 90 degrees and your mouth wants a vacation. This is the vacation.
I think you hit it on the head with the whole Nassau thing. I need some shrimp with this.
Yeah.
I need some chilled shrimp.
Okay.
It's got all the great little spices you put in like a good daiquiri. It's real complex for a Chardonnay. I dug this. What'd you think, Bob?
It's got a lot of layers to it. It is definitely a lot more tropical in style. This is not your buttery Chardonnay. I get a lot of pear in it. When it was colder, I got a little bit more of the toasted brioche. When it was colder also, I got a little bit of a smoky note on the nose, and that seems to have sort of blown
that's
off.
That's from the oak.
But yeah, that's to gone me, off.
What struck out to me when it was colder was lemon and honeysuckle.
Yeah, the lemon was more when it was cold. And now it's
this
more...
This is where you're supposed to say lemon like Bono again. Come on, man.
She wore lemon.
I set him up every time.
I am very aroused.
Doesn't take much.
But, you know, on the palate, it's right now, once it's warmed up a little bit, I mean, it's still lightly chilled. Peaches, melons, tart green apple like Granny Smith.
There's definitely some tartness.
A little bit of a pineapple note on the back of the tongue for me. I don't know if anybody else picked that up.
For sure.
On the nose, even when it's warmed up a little, there's still kind of a hazelnutty around the tip of the nose. And a little bit of ginger. But it's a very, very pretty Chardonnay.
I think even though she wore lemon, she was eating melon.
Okay, let's not go there. I got everything you said except for the ginger. Maybe it's
subtle. Maybe
I prefer.
I'm getting the. I'm not on the palate. I get it on the nose, but not on the palate.
It's subtle.
But yeah, it's there, and it's a nice, a good beam of acidity that carries all that fruit all the way through, so you're not overwhelmed by it. And there's a hint of salinity on the end there. So, yeah, very nice.
Yeah,
that was your contact solution. You must have dropped a couple drops in there.
No, I totally get it. It's more
on the finish. There's a little hint of
salinity. It's a little more salinity than minerally. Leans a little bit more towards the salty than sort of the minerally earthy. But yeah, that's definitely there. It's a very pretty little wine.
Enjoyable.
Well, we're going to be rating the Dow Chardonnay 2021. Well deserved. Three sips.
Interesting.
All right. Well, against my better judgment.
Again, you have no better judgment.
We're going to have Justin tell us about the next wine.
I always love my intro.
Wait.
How's the wine?
Okay.
Dow Bodyguard Chardonnay 2020. It's 100% Chardonnay. It's aged 10 months in 30% new French oak, 30% new American oak, and 40% neutral French oak. And it comes in at a healthy 14.5% alcohol by volume. The color is this like really nice lemon. On the nose, golden apple, buttered toast, and not that American butter, but that really good Irish butter. Honey, lilac.
The stuff your mother never bought for you. Is that what you're telling me? Yeah.
Kerrygold.
Because that was the expensive butter. She was buying that Oleo, right?
That's okay. I upgraded someone who buys Kerrygold. Bartlett pear, star fruit, hibiscus, nutmeg. This is brunch. I dig it. Worry, what did you think?
I feel like he only drinks Chardonnay at brunch.
I missed the star fruit, I'm sorry to say. But I will say, I think you're spot on the nose. Really lovely on the nose. On the palate, a little more viscosity. I think you nailed it with the flavors. There's definitely some Granny Smith apple and honeysuckle. This has a little bit more oak. Again, it's not over oaked. I would say the oak is very balanced. But yet, in this one, you also get some malolactic fermentation. So it's got a little bit of butteriness. Again, it is not a butter bomb. This is more the style I like when I go to a Chardonnay. The other one I thought would have been lovely for a day by the pool or by the beach. If you didn't want to have the rosé, I thought it was refreshing, light, somewhat reminded me of a stainless steel Chard or even a Sauve Blanc, in that had a lot of nice acidity and a lot of citrus and tartness. This one has got a lot more balance. It's got a lot more full body. It's got more butteriness. It's got a little hint of oak, but it's very well balanced. I thought this was like the other wine. Different style. It definitely has some lineage that it shares the same. And I just thought it was amped up a little bit. And it was, for me, a major step up from their entry-level Chardonnay. The Bodyguard is definitely something of a Chardonnay for red wine drinkers. It's a Chardonnay for those who like big, bold, viscous, buttery, oaky Chardonnays. And again, it's not overly buttery.
Yeah, without being a butter bomb.
Right, exactly. I think it's well done and well balanced. Harm, what do you have to add?
There's not much more to add. What you're saying, Maury, you and Justin kind of nailed it. I don't think it's overly buttered. It's not too much mallow. It's so balanced. The French oak is giving you good spice. The American oak is giving you that vanilla character, and those pears. The buttered toast is there. There's a little. It seems like a little bit of sulfur there for me. I'm getting. But that could be part of the oak. That could be part of the toasty oak.
On the nose or on the palate?
On the nose. On the nose, not on the palate. It's the Granny Smith apples, the peaches, the oak, the hazelnut. What really struck me is the mouthfeel here. It's not that up. Oily, too, like, butter monster with a malolactic monster where there's just, like, too buttery. It's got a really beautiful mouthfeel. It's buttery without being unctuous. Without being cloying, just too much, to your palate. It's got a good balance, like Maury said, the balance of the butter and the acidity. And there's a reason why the Bodyguard is double the price of the last wine.
A lot more work went into it.
It's a major step up, and it's really done with more finesse.
Well, and it's not, again, it's not, the stereotypical butter hand grenade California Chard. It's,
the term of art is butter bomb. I like you went with hand grenade because you don't want to switch it up.
Yeah. It's not.
It's nice. It's good.
It's not over the top. I mean,
why not butter bazooka? Let's deal with alliteration.
Well, bazooka doesn't explode. It's the rounded side that explodes. So therefore.
All right.
Schmuck. I like a buttery Chardonnay. I just don't like, some of them try to be the octomore of God. Butter. It's just like licking a stick of butter. It's like, guys, it's just way too much.
But this is not it.
Somebody's buying it because they're making it and it's going off the shelves, and that's fine. But this
the term of art in my industry is cougar juice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this one, again, this one was well made and it was well balanced. This is a lovely, oaky, buttery Chardonnay that is not overdone on anything. It's got a great acidity to it. It's nice and crisp, but it does have that beautiful butter oakiness to it, but it's not overpowering. It's not too much. It's just right on the edge. It's just right.
I want a lobster roll. Make it happen.
I'd like a lobster roll. Get in the car and go get one. but it's on the nose. Yeah, it's like buttered brioche.
It's delightful.
Stone fruit, pears, a little bit of apple.
Maury didn't get the star fruit, but I'm getting the star fruit now. It's warmed up.
I find that starfruit something I really want to like, but it has virtually no flavor. It's just like wax.
You just had the wrong starfruit, my friend.
That's probably true.
There's like one place in Florida that grows like 80% of the starfruit for the whole country.
Huh.
But on the palate, you get that crispness, that tartness, that Granny Smith apple, that tart green apple. But you also get that lovely toasty oak. I get what you were saying. Is that a sulfury note? No, I think I know what you're doing. Yeah,
that toasted oak.
I think I get what you're getting. It's just the toasted oak. I get a little bit of a nuttiness to it on the back palate after you swallow. There's a little bit of melon. The melon seems to have died down a little bit as it's warmed up.
Melon just generally comes out when the wine's very cold.
Yeah, and it's just got such a good balance to it. Mm. And there's a reason it's more expensive. It's a very, very good wine.
Well, there's a ton more oak being used here.
Yeah.
30% new French oak, 30% new American, 40% neutral.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe the previous one had to have some stainless steel.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. But a beautiful, beautiful Chardonnay. Again, the last one was really lovely, but this one even better. Just goes to show Dow makes great wine. So we're going to be rating the Dow Bodyguard Chardonnay 2020, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So, Bob, how about you talk to us about some red wine?
No.
Okay.
Don't be such a pessimist, Bob.
If you were waiting for the opportune moment, that was it.
Okay. So we're going to be talking now about Dow Pessimist, the 2021 vintage. This is a lovely one, 76% Petite Syrah, 12% Zinfandel, 10% Syrah, 2% Langarin, aged 10 months, and 50% New French Oak. It's 14.9% ABV. It's got a lovely color to it. It's a little opaque, a little bit of a sort of a dark ruby. On the nose, it's like blueberry preserves, like a big jar of blueberry preserves.
100% blueberry jam, dude.
Yeah, just complete jam.
There used to be a blueberry port made on the North Fork of Long Island, and that's what the nose reminds me of, just blueberry port.
Now, if you get really into it, if you get deep into it, I get a little bit of a cherry. Almost, and it's not cherry like the fruit. It's more of a cherry like the candy, you know, like the kind of cherry that the kind of cherry I like better than the fruit, you know, the fake cherry.
Cherry candy.
Yeah, exactly. It's
sugar makes everything better.
I get that little bit just way down deep inside the glass. I get a little bit of old leather, a little bit of a dustiness to it. And on the palate,
sweet tobacco, dude, on the nose. Mm-hmm. Sweet tobacco.
Mm. On the palate, there's blueberries, a lot of black cherry. Their tasting notes have damp forest floor. They nailed it with that. I absolutely get that. The whole, both sides of the palate, I pick up on that.
It's been a while since I licked the florist floor. Can you go into a little more detail about damp forest floor?
Well, the last time we went camping, you got hammered and passed out face down on the ground.
That was when I was licking it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's that sort of herbally, musty kind of flavor, but, you know, herbally musty in a good way. It's got a little bit of a licorice note. And it's got a really nice real coat on the tannin. I mean, it's got some body to it, especially on the front palate and the teeth. Yeah, a lovely wine. What did you think, Justin?
So I got the blueberry notes in the beginning. Those blew off for me, and then it was strong star anise, like someone gave me a shot of ouzo and said, this is a wine that's like ouzo. So that's pretty much what I got off it. I think it's really good.
I mean, I got it at the beginning, but I don't think it's still there.
I agree with Harm.
Not much else.
So it just went in reverse order for me. I had the blueberry and everything, and then it went ouzo. For you, I guess it went the other way.
No, I mean, it's always had the blueberry. It's always had the anise, but I don't feel like it's over too much spice.
Definitely not. Fruits there.